In the midst of the most exciting NBA finals in a long time, a real scandal has erupted about, well, the past. Disgraced NBA referee Tim Donaghy is making accusations that he wasn't the only referee fiddling with games. Last August, he pleaded guilty to fixing games and passing on inside information. And now he's accusing other unnamed referees of conspiring to fix games, including the 2002 playoffs between the Sacramento Kings and the LA Lakers, which many had been suspicious about for some time. The Kings lost that Western Conference final.
It's a potential bombshell, this whole thing.
Melody Gutierrez is in Sacramento, reporting for the Sacramento Bee. She joins us very early there. Thank you, Melody. And lots of people are now saying, I knew it. What is Donaghy alleging exactly?
Well, he is saying that the series was intentionally made to where it was needed to get a seventh game, that it was kind of a ratings and TV type of deal where the officials needed that seventh game and made it to where the sixth game went in the Lakers' favor, and eventually the seventh game did too.
So it was more of a business decision. They wanted to keep the series going so it would keep getting ratings and keep making money.
Yeah, that it was in the best interest of the NBA for the officials to do so.
Now, is Donaghy credible? This is a man who pled guilty to felonies last year and is facing many months, perhaps up to 33 months in prison.
That's the debate here in Sacramento. You know, I think that so many people want to believe that he's telling the truth. It's been something that's long been, you know, a suspicion here in Sacramento that something was up with the 2002 playoff series, but, you know, you have to look at the person who's saying it, which is what a lot of the more skeptical people are saying, is, you know, look at who you're believing.
Now, this all came in a letter. The allegations that Donaghy is making came in a letter from his lawyer. Let's take a listen to what the NBA commissioner David Stern had to say about these accusations.
My reaction to Donaghy's lawyer are that clearly as the date of sentencing gets closer and the things that he's thrown against the wall haven't stuck, he's rehashing a variety of things that have been given to the U.S. attorney and the FBI, fully investigated, and are baseless.
Melody, what do you make of Stern's reaction?
You know, the one thing I'm hearing a lot from public relations experts is just that his overall move hasn't been very successful, that fans aren't really taking into his approach of, you know, this is a rogue referee is what he's said several times, you know, where it needs to be more of, you know, this is what's been done. It's been such a closed proceeding, and all of these things that have come out have been, you know, here and there, but this is by far the most explosive. So it's been kind of a mixed message, it seems, from him, and very much a kind of cloak around the entire situation. So I think that it's been up in the air on what fans are thinking of his involvement.
Melody, quickly, have the refs come out and said he's full of it, that we're actually the most honest bunch of people in the universe here?
One of them has.
One of them has, I see.
Yeah, and then the other two I haven't heard anything from.
Do we actually know who he was referring to?
Yes, there's three referees that were in charge of that game, and so it was pretty easy to figure out who they were. And their names have been out there. Delvini is one of them, but the other two names escape me right now. They're out there, though.
And so what is there going to be an investigation at this point? What's the next step?
Well, that's kind of because the proceedings have been so closed, the thought that and what Stern has said is that these allegations have already been investigated, that these are just coming out right now during the sentencing portion of Donaghy's proceedings, that it's more of a, you know, a media circus that was created because they're putting information out there that's already been out, that's already been investigated.
I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about that story. Melody Gutierrez, Kings beat writer for the Sacramento Bee newspaper. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.